Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickshott. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Dickshott steals second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball four. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Cuccinello moves to second. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopat moves to second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to third for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Cuccinello moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh is walked intentionally. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopat strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Cuccinello scores. Nagel moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-2 in the game. Schock hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a line drive into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtwright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Curtwright reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling strikes out. There goes Curtwright. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nagel takes first base on ball 4. Cuccinello moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Curtwright scores. Cuccinello scores. Nagel moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Finney reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Gutteridge now playing left field. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Chet Lobbs now playing center field. Len Schult now playing second base. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-3 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Schult covering, for the out. Moses moves to third. Schock moves to second. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Curtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Mancuso moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Jones now pitching. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Lopat reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mancuso juggles the ball. That's an error on Mancuso. Lopat moves to third. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens throws to second for one, and Schult throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lopat scores. Dickshott moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott moves to third. Cartwright moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Cartwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.